Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This hour is brought to you by Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago. Inside the
locker room.
Oh, we changed up the music. Stirring the pot even more. No, this is not Inside the Clubhouse. It's a completely different show.
Wow.
It's not even a show. It's a segment.
He poked the Bruce.
He did. That sounds inappropriate. This is Inside the Locker Room here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, because Mark Grody goes inside the locker room for us on this Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And I think the Bears media, Mark, got to the bottom of a slight social media undertone that was taking place. James Adunze, Rome's father, had not only posted some numbers about what Rome was doing, catching contested balls, but then also retweeted a tweet suggesting Rome get traded to a team that would throw him the ball more. And then the quote tweet was a pin. Like a dropped pin, mm-hmm, like you would do on a map.
Mm-hmm.
That has since been removed. However, there's still a lot there, I think, when it came to trying to clear this up. So you guys attempted to do so.
Yeah, I mean, these are tricky topics when it comes down to it, because it is personal. It's asking a young man, a player, about his father and his family. But we live in this world of social medias, of media, and we asked Rome a couple of questions, and then we got stirring because there is meaning to this. It's not just all silly and fun and game. There are some concrete things that we need to discuss about this as it pertains to it. But here is our conversation in the Bears locker room Thursday, that'd be yesterday, with Rome Adunze about his father, James Adunze.
Your father's not the first father to tweet about his son, but what have you thought about the recent stuff that he's posted, because people are making a big deal out of it?
Yeah, no, I don't make a big deal out of it. You know, obviously he has his opinions, I have mine, and he feel like he needs to voice those things on social media, but, you know, that's his prerogative. But, you know, he speaks for himself, I speak for myself. Have I talked to him? Yes.
Yeah. Have you guys discussed those exchanges?
Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah.
What did you say?
I'll keep that private.
So you mentioned to him that 30 people and a bunch of cameras were asking you about his tweets?
I'm sure he's going to know from the videos and that are posted after this. But yeah, no, he knows. But no, I won't. We probably won't talk about it after that.
You said you speak for yourself. He speaks for himself. How do you feel about your situation here?
Oh man, I'm happy. You know, I'm just trying to do my job within this, you know, organization. That's, you know, as a leader, as a, you know, as a person, as an individual, and then as a football player. So, trying to excel at a, you know, Hall of Fame level in both those aspects. So, that's all I'm focused on.
So does it bother you, you know, when your dad does that, and then you got to answer questions about it?
No, it really don't. You know, I'm pretty good at answering questions, so I don't mind it. You know, like I said, he has his opinions, and at the end of the day, you know, he's a Rome fan, you know what I mean? He's in full support of Romo Dunze, so that's first and foremost for him. But, you know, I love my pops.
The video the Bears put out of your blocking.
Yeah. Oh, it was cool. I appreciate them doing that. Obviously, it's kind of an unspoken rule, or not rule, I guess, unspoken, underappreciated aspect of wide receiver play that I feel like, you know, I excelled at in that game. Just looking to build on that for sure.
So that was Romo Dunze having some very understandable and I think level-headed conversation when it came to discussing his dad's opinion. Now the pin with the tweet from James Odunze, not the pin tweet, that's a different thing, but the tweet with the pin still lives on the timeline. It's just not at the top anymore, so you can look at it for reference. And then right above that is James reposting a tweet about Marvin Harrison Sr. watching his son play. So as you can understand, I think the man's, what's the word I'm looking for? Direction is pretty obvious. But Rome, I think, handled this the right way. I think if any one of us had a kid in the NFL, especially a receiver, and you want him to get the ball, you'd be pretty passionate about it. I don't discredit James for that. And the way Rome put it, I think, was really professional.
I definitely don't think if my kid was playing in the NFL, I'd be tweeting like crazy.
I don't know about the trade part, but well, I don't know either. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know what the situation is, because let's say Ben Johnson wasn't the head coach and Matt Eberflus was still the head coach. Like, you might look at this differently from the outside looking in. But Ben Johnson is the head coach, and he gets the ball to Romo Dunze more than anybody else on the team. Now, you could say, and you could literally go to James Odunze's Twitter page and pick your favorite tweet, because there's a litany to choose from. But I think the pin one is my favorite. The pin one is my favorite because that's the one that got this all started, because he put the pin on the quote tweet, and the tweet was, "Can the Bears trade Romo Dunze to a team that will actually throw to him?" And that was his actual pin tweet for about, 48 hours? I think James is just making the point that he wants to see his son get maximum usage, maximum exposure, maximum everything. He retweeted the thing the Bears put out about the blocking. He retweeted that as well.
He did.
I don't have a problem with anything that James Odunze is doing, because who cares? But I do love the way that Romo Dunze answered all those questions, and I don't know that he could have had a better media session dealing with what his dad has kind of put the spotlight on him for.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, Rome knocked it out of the ballpark in terms of the way he was talking about it. And to your point, too, yeah, he's had 60 targets this year, Romo Dunze has. He had 101 all of last year, so the progression is proper. 734 total yards last year. He's on his way to 1,000 this year. I think if I had to get in the head of Mr. Odunze, Mr. James Odunze, it's probably just is a little bit jarring to see, and I get it, everybody's got to get the ball, and the Bears won and they scored 47 points. It is a little weird that your top wide receiver this year had zero catches. Now, I understand some of that was on Romo Dunze, because he did have at least one drop in that game, and it was early on in the contest. So,
it's true, James. We're sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. It's the truth. There have been some drops. But I will say that it's obvious that they want to make him the guy out of all these guys, and he had zero. Zero. So I think that's where Mr. Odunze is coming from. Probably. Now, right or wrong.
Listen, what do we do all day? Talk about sports. What happens? We get a lot of meatballs. We have a whole machine named after it. Rome is a meatball for his, or James is a meatball for his machine. Son. That makes the most sense out of any meatball fandom there is.
This meatball comes with numbers, though. So I don't know. Yeah, that meatball behavior to come with, with proof?
Yeah. You know what? Yes, there are many ways to be a meatball. And that is A-okay.
Intellectual meatball.
Yes, you can do that too. You can overstat the stats if you want.
It's a smart meatball.
I don't usually criticize. I always say there's more than one way to be a fan. And his opinion just carries more weight. That's really what this comes down to.
Yeah, like on the overall, and I said this, of course, nobody needs the headache of dealing with this. But I think in the end, like, it works out in Bears fans' favor because these dads keep the organization honest, even if they're on a line.
Is it a headache, though? See, that's the thing. I don't
Maybe
think
not.
It's a headache at all. I just
Maybe
think it's
not.
Entertaining fodder.
I'm
saying for the Bears.
I don't think it's a headache for the Bears. I knew why Carl Williams was doing what he was doing.
Yes.
I knew that. And I saw that as a dad trying to protect his son. Like, and I knew that Roma Dunze was looking out for his son. And there's more than one way to do it, goodness knows. You know, and I feel like that's definitely the case.
Let's get all the dads tweet this year.
No, but you know what? Like, I think it's okay if they're in the public too, in a way, as long as it's not a distraction for the team.
Yeah.
They're allowed to have an opinion
like
as much as we are.
And I will tell you, from being in that locker room the last 2 days, it's not a distraction. We didn't even ask anybody else. I don't think anybody asked, unless it happened today, and it might because it goes off the rails usually on Fridays with Ben Johnson. I don't think anybody asked about James Odunze's tweet. The only person we asked was Roma Dunze, and that was until Thursday.
I think what the stunning contrast is here is with the Caleb Williams thing. It was the stark majority of Bears fans understandably understanding why Caleb Williams' dad was saying and doing everything he was doing
yes!
based on organizational history and everything else. Like, the evidence was there. With Roma Dunze's dad, James, there's no evidence that he's not getting the usage he should be getting.
Yeah,
frankly,
Carl Williams asked the questions that most Bears fans
ask. Yes.
Like, Is this where quarterbacks go to die?
These dads are assets. We've
wondered that too, guys. Like, nobody's out of line here.
Who's the next dad that's going to tweet? Like, let's think of a Bears player right now that's not getting his. Is it the Komet family? Now, I don't know. Like,
no.
Wait,
like,
and Mully talking about covering Cole Komet's dad?
Yeah,
How about that?
But they're too nice of a fan. Like, I don't, knowing Cole, I doubt that he would want that to be part of his narrative. But who's not getting theirs right now? Luther Burden, he's been had a concussion. He'll get his.
I actually think Luther is pretty impressive given what he's done.
What's funny is they've actually been fortunate but unfortunate. Unfortunate that there have been injuries, but the way it's played out, it's kind of taken the onus off of, well, you got to get this guy involved. Well, he was hurt last week, so he's got to catch up. Colson Loveland.
TJ Edwards.
Yeah, that's true.
TJ Edwards' dad is a score listener, but...
Shout out, Mr. Edwards.
If he's anything like his incredibly reasonable son... Then that's off the list. They're too reasonable when it comes to everything.
Doesn't TJ Edwards know that if he's going to come on the radio every week here on The Score, which he lovingly does, he's going to have to start to become a little bit unreasonable? Because that's what happens. You put the headphones on, you got to become a little bit unreasonable.
He is a voice of reason,
on a team
in which you're wondering. Like, so the guy that would be, I think, talking the most if things were going badly isn't even on the field this year, Jalen Johnson. So, like, I think you start looking for the next people.
And isn't his brother traditionally more vocal in the family? Because Jalen's dad is a coach, right? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything
about his brother. I'm not saying, like, in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, I've heard Jalen talk a lot about his brother, so it wouldn't even be the dad, probably, that is the likelihood.
Is it like Happy's brother? Ian Happ's brother?
Happ's brother seems pretty reasonable, too.
Just stoic like Ian Happ. Yeah. Brainy and stoic.
We're not doing a good job with this. We just keep finding reasonable people.
I know. Well, you know what? You guys are right. We need the juxtaposition.
As we talk about James Odunze and his tweets, and then Roma Dunze responding to the tweets in a media session earlier this week at House Hall here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, I want to point the attention to 312 on the text line. Being a meatball in a text thread is another option. Maybe that's a better way.
James, 312-644-6767.
Call or text.
So I have a question for you guys. Like, knowing Ben Johnson, like, it feels like he's very online aware. Like, he knew about the Wiener Circle thing with Caleb Williams and his shirt going off. He knew about the Darnell Wright cartwheel. He definitely knows about this James Odunze thing. And he's definitely a little petty. Like, we saw the stumble bum last year. He buried the Bears when he was the Lions to put on a show. Do we think because of this, Rome is going to have a big game?
Yeah, I wonder that exact same thing. I do think, because guess what? Again, if he's your top receiver, zero catches is not good, and you got to get him back on
But there are ways that are creative that I think Ben Johnson could do to get that going. Like, sometimes it doesn't have to necessarily be a catch. Like, look at the ways he's run DJ Moore with a reverse. And I think DJ likes to run, as we know, and as a former track athlete, you know, is that something where, say, Rome has some sort of play as well? You know, we've seen successful reverses with Olamide Zaccheaus. Maybe Rome is in on one or two of those.
I like the idea of one of these two things happening. A Rome Odunze 50-plus yard touchdown pass, yeah, where he's catching it, or a Rome Odunze big gainer where he's throwing it. Ooh. One of those two things, ooh, to happen on Sunday.
Too Darnell Wright.
Wait, didn't Rome, was he part of, no, that was Swift who was part of the flea flicker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about,
remember when they tried the, what was the thing? It's the stumble bomb. Remember when they tried the stumble bomb?
By the way, I do have the answer to the next parent. I have it. It was right there staring us in the face.
Give it to me.
It's this text from 920. Travis Bagent.
No, he's busy. Tyson, he's got a baby. Yeah. He's got a granddaughter now.
Oh, is that? You think that's
I think the granddaughter's going to take up a lot of Travis Bagent's time.
He's already been heard from. So I'm trying to think.
Oh, you want a new player?
That's what I'm saying. Like, who's next? Like, we've had Travis Bagent. We've had Carl Williams, a good Carl. And we had a good James Odunze. So
who's
now,
named Bob?
Like, you got to think here. Who could be next?
By far the best arm wrestler that ever lived. Ever.
Another great
when
point was made
to
by
arm wrestle, like fake arm wrestle with the baby.
By 312. Last week,
no
Rome
mercy.
Blocked. So this week, he will rock.
Oh, get that
That's
rock.
That's facts. That's facts.
You know what I
get
like?
Get that rock.
Not to be all cheesy here, but at least we're trying to come up with like constructive solutions. Like, oh, yeah, let's get him the ball in a reverse. Oh,
yeah,
let's get some trick play going. Like, it's nice to be able to talk about this in some way that's functioning, as opposed to like, smote him.
Can I make a prediction?
Yeah.
I think our meatball machine on Monday is going to be the most confident group of Bears fans that we've heard from this season as a collective.
Is that going to make the meatball machine better or worse?
I don't know. Now, I don't know the answer to that, but I think the Bears are going to be 6-3, and the chests are going to be out and huffing and puffing.
Oh,
and
my God.
People are going to be, they're going to be 6-3.
We didn't even talk about
four wins away from a playoff.
How are we going to handle that? Is there going to be any reason in these seats on Monday after the Bears win on Sunday? Any reason whatsoever?
Any reason to say
that maybe that's not the right word.
I now agree with the texter who said it's going to be an L because we're way too confident.
Well, you're right.
And at first I was like, okay, texter. I was like, you're silly. And then the texter said it again today. And I'm like, you said that yesterday, texter. And now I'm like, oh, man.
Let's do the whole first
texter
part of the show over.
Something.
But this time we'll do it as the Bears losing.
773 says Jake Moody's dad is next.
Oh, Moods. Moods over Miami. Yeah, could be. I do like.
Get ready to hear from Luther Burden Jr. I don't think so. I think Luther Burden Jr. is probably pretty happy because his son, when he's played, has been really good.
One funny thing in the locker room that I noticed yesterday is like the trail of special teams guys. I think it was Torrey Taylor. Behind him was Cairo Santos in single file. And behind him, Jake Moody. Just the three of them.
A little mini train?
A little mini train. And Moody's back. Moody's still there. He's just like, hey, I'm happy to. If you need me, let me know. I'm Jake Moody. I'm here. I'll kick the ball.
It is cute to see how players do flock to their position groups.
It
you know?
Is. Like, oh, especially special teams.
Well, special teams is like its own.
They are their own. And they joke all the time about, because they see the big flocks of us going to the star players, and they joke about, you don't want to talk to us? You don't want to talk about Torrey Taylor's big set? I think that's what was going on when we were talking
Torrey
to...
Torrey Taylor did have a nice...
I know he did.
His two punts were great.
We were all gathering in the hallway to talk to Tryon Shoyinka, and I think it was Torrey Taylor or one of those guys that came out there and was like, what, you don't want to talk about the 70-yard punt with me? Or you know,
yeah, that was really good, actually.
I was still bad about
that. That was great.
Also, it is what it is.
No, I'm going to give him credit. That
was
really good.
I like this specific idea. 630 says, I like the idea of a big game for Rome. Remember, the Giants passed on Rome for one Malik Nabers. So it could get petty in that way for Ben Johnson.
The jury is out still in that little matchup because Malik Nabers is pretty good.
Well, I don't know if
he's only playing four games this year.
I know, Cam Scataboo. This game is much more digestible without, who knows what the Giants would be if they had those guys in there.
They better not lose to the Giants.
They better not lose to the Giants.
At home.
That is a great point.
Layla looks worried. You look concerned.
No, I keep writing the headline Little Giants in my head.
Let me tell you something.
I'm a headline writer, guys.
You
That's
are.
What I do. I am.
In our next segment, as we continue on with Inside the Locker Room, I will have for you, to that end of Jackson Dart, We're going to hear from CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, because had a chance to talk to him, and it was really good. We talked to him probably – well, I'll set it all up on the other side. But bottom line is CeeDee Gardner-Johnson will tell you in really specific fashion what he thinks of Jackson Dart, amongst other stuff that he will tell you coming up next here on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Rahimi, Harris, and Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There's Rush 5, and they get to Flacco. And it's C.J. Gardner-Johnson making his first big play for the Bears defense, a loss of 6.
This is a hard package because they put everybody at the line. You got Johnson and Brisker coming off the edge. Two great secondary blitzers. That time Gardner-Johnson gets to Flacco.
Robbie, what are you doing over there? Robbie, and this song. Robbie!
I'm just playing audio.
That's courtesy of CBS Sports. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, by the way, 6 tackles, 5 of them solo, 1 of them a tackle for loss, and a sack. And a sack.
It seemed pretty productive, didn't it? Not bad for his first game. Not bad for a guy.
I assume there was a tackle for loss with the sack.
Sometimes you got to burst onto the scene. And that man burst on the scene, not only in what he was talking about, but what he was being about on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's worried about him. And it's okay to still be worried about him.
I was never worried about game one because you got to make a good first impression.
Yeah, like, come on. And you got one
game. They desperately needed him to play well.
Yeah, they did.
Burst onto the scene is something that more people need to do.
Yeah, like, make sure they know you're here.
Yeah.
One way or another.
How you doing, everybody? Like Khalil Mack back in the day.
Also,
or Roquan Smith. Oh. How you doing? I'm Roquan Smith. I'm going to sack the quarterback. Nice to meet you all, Chicago.
Yeah, in that order. In that order. Ray always, and I always appreciate Ray's pictures that he selects of CeeDee Gardner Johnson. Your selection game is elite when it comes to each social media
What's
post.
Your process, Ray?
My process is... Let's show the picture where in which CeeDee Gardner Johnson looks the most insane. That's my process. I love it.
You know what's funny is like I don't want to use that word, but he is a very like photogenic person where like the emotion communicates in the picture. He could be like a character actor, you know, because 100%. He's so like visually.
Yeah.
It's like a visually, I don't know what to say.
Stimulating.
Presenting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like. His look communicates his vibe.
Visually alive.
Agenda-driven media, again, trying to make him look crazy. Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
I don't want to do that.
Insane, I believe, is the word, Robbie. Wow. Insane.
But I mean, if...
Disgusting.
If yeah. you are a safety, I mean, come on. That's who you... That's the look. I want my damn safety.
Hell yeah.
I want him to look like
and
that.
And he embraced... And this kind of leads into what I want to share with you guys, because we have a little Take the North exclusive here. As Dan Weider and I... We're in the locker room. We were like, and we didn't necessarily, this was very impromptu. We did not plan to do this for the podcast, but as we were sitting in there and neither of us were doing anything at the moment, I was like, you want to go talk to CeeDee Gardner Johnson? And it's kind of like, because of the reputation, because of the crazy pictures Ray puts up there, it's like, do we want to do this? Do you think he'll be cool to us? And as Weider always says, it's good to have a couple guys in the locker room that there's a healthy fear of. It's kind of good for...
Are you scared of CeeDee?
Well, I don't think scared is the right... Just because of the personality, and we're always... I barely know the guy, but you just hear things, right? We heard Stacey Dales come on the air the first time and saying that
Grody.
She blew him off.
Grody, just lead with kindness. She'll be good every time.
Well, we did. So we decided to approach CeeDee Gardner Johnson.
Did you guys tiptoe? Like, you make it sound like you like snuck up on him.
Yeah. Well, no. We were right there. Here we come, just walking heel toe. We're smiling. We're happy.
Were you locked arms in arms?
Locked arms in arms.
We're like, hey, we're the Take the North podcast.
We're holding the Take the North banner over our heads as we go to the back left corner of the locker room where CJ Gardner Johnson is residing. He's playing music. He's got his stereo system set up.
Ooh.
Playing it the exterior, like not obnoxious or anything
like
that.
What was he playing?
I don't remember what he was playing.
But do you know what genre?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. But he's creating a vibe. He's hosting his space.
He's creating a vibe.
He's creating his space. He's
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to his space.
Exactly. So and he's definitely enjoying himself. So usually in those scenarios it's 50-50 with anybody. So you got a few minutes here? And he's like, yeah. Let's do it.
He had a good week.
Let's talk. And then Dan and I ended up talking to him for about 6 to 7 minutes. I have a little bit here that I'd like to play for you.
We would like to hear.
We'll hear the extended interview. It will drop tomorrow on Take the North.
TTN.
TTN indeed.
Exclusive.
We're working on it, okay?
Exclusive. And so the first question that I asked him, so we don't have to hear my voice right from the beginning, I will just tell you what I asked him, and that was, how you feeling after one game where you were pretty productive?
Familiar territory playing with DA. I got to get comfortable and being, how can I say it, able to make more plays within the defense by being more detailed even more since I've been here. Gave up a touchdown last week, detailing-wise. So I think that and playing my leverages a little bit better and understanding what coach is calling for me to do so I can continue to make an impact early like I've been doing.
What do you think about the upcoming opponents, the Wandale and Slayton and these guys? Obviously been around these dudes, so what do you think about them?
I played them for a couple years. Wait, this year probably. I played them for a couple years straight now. Great group. They got a quarterback now, so with confidence and fire, so you got to go out there with confidence and fire to match them.
You got something for rookie quarterbacks now that you're a veteran, man. Like, do you think about that? Like, are there things that, whether you share with us or not, you think in the back of your head that are common things when you go up against a young quarterback?
He bring a fire to that team, so you got to really tame the fire, because when it gets going, it's rolling. As you've seen a couple weeks back when they was on the road, in Denver, and when they play home against Philly, they actually know how to get the train rolling. So, really maintain the fire and understand that we got to keep everything in front of us.
How
How does that fire show up for Jackson? Obviously,
he does a lot of great. To be honest with you, for a young quarterback, and being regardless of the record, he's played damn good ball by keeping his team in a lot of close games and giving his team a chance to win. So people got to respect that. Like regardless of the score, like for example, the Denver game, he gave his team a chance to win. You know, he played with his chip on his shoulder and got it hard on the sleeve, and he's a great competitor.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool that he clearly is, you know, sometimes guys aren't always fans of the league and can't zero in on a guy. But given that specific stuff from Jackson Dart, I will tell you, too, like the extended part of it, too, he gets a little more specific about playing on the inside, and he starts dropping names of guys right now who are really good on the inside as cornerbacks. And I will just tell you, too, at the very end, we talk about the trash talking, and he kind of tries to deny he trash talks, and then his teammates were like, wait a minute. So just
the
a couple
Bears
other...
punched him in the face twice. Yeah. What? Not these Bears.
Yeah, so that's all
so
in there,
reformed?
Too.
So he's reformed?
Well,
a reformed trash talker? Because the evidence is there that he used to trash talk.
I'm glad
the Bears basically said who your crap is.
Yeah, well, as I told him, I was like, I'm not trying to say that this is an indictment of, like, I like the trash talking. I'm the one who's asking Tyreek Stevenson, or it was who was given the trash talk last week that I
Jaquan Brisker.
Brisker. I can't possibly keep up with all my own questions. It was Brisker. So I'm a fan of the trash talk, but that's in the second part of it. What did you guys think about hearing him talking about, you know, breaking down the Jackson Dart and what's to come for the Bears here? And even being very critical of his game.
I think because this is Wednesday, right?
We talked to him yesterday.
Oh, so Thursday. Okay.
Yesterday.
So here's what I think. I think in their scouting of what could be problematic with these Giants, it's Jackson Dart, then Jackson Dart, then Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
And so
their leading rusher.
Because he's their leading rusher as well as the quarterback. And because even though he is a rookie quarterback, he's still growing. So what you're scouting for can change from week to week based on his growth. So I think he is the X factor. He is that guy. And so he should be well-versed on Jackson Dart and be prepared to, like, recognize that he's a problem and a potential big problem if they can't get him early. So I appreciated him kind of zeroing in on Jackson Dart because that's what we're doing.
Well, and the thing about being on three different teams in a single season, for example, is that you're going to learn a lot in all those meetings. Like, you've got a big knowledge base to draw from based on what you've seen. So I think it's actually a good thing that people ask him his opinion about X, Y, and Z. I think he's probably more able to speak freely about it because he had such a good week. Like, you understand, after seeing last week, exactly how Dennis Allen wants to use him. I could expect a sack out of him again this time around if Dennis Allen so feels that he's got enough in the secondary where he's able to do that, where the resources are healthy enough. So I like that people are asking him his opinions because just because you have your issues on the field or your issues perhaps reportedly behaviorally, it doesn't mean that your knowledge isn't there.
No.
Those are two different things.
Well, and I have to admit, like, I didn't know. I didn't, like, and based on that, you heard him start to get into the X and O's, and he does more of it. So it went into from an interview that we didn't even know we were going to be able to get, let alone get real answers out of, but he couldn't have been more comfortable talking to us. So TTN tomorrow. For that guy right there. It is nice, though, for the sake of the secondary, that Malik Nabers will not be walking on that field. The Cam Scandabu was headed for a 1,000-yard season.
We're not looking gift horses in the mouth around here. That is the nature of the NFL. No one feels bad if the Bears have not had Jalen Johnson. No one feels bad that clubbed up TJ Edwards won't be on the field Sunday.
Nobody cares.
Not club dub, but clubbed up.
Really good distinction. Really good distinction. Yeah.
So you just got to take it. You have what you have. They have what they have. Figure it out. That's every week in the NFL.
Yep.
Specifically.
Club dub.
Yeah, you almost made a club dub reference there.
I was not trying
time.
To make the club dub.
No,
reference.
Club dub.
I think
was
they should bring back club dub.
Club dub was awesome.
I think you should always dance, yeah. Especially after wins.
How about Joe Madden? He'd have a disco party after every single win the Cubs had. Just a regular rank and file. They won game 61 of the season. They beat the Pirates 4-2. Let's turn on the disco lights before the media comes in and party for like 2 minutes.
The Savannah Bananas dance. Nobody's complaining about them.
Is that part of their shtick? I've yet to see the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
I haven't
they
had like a great desire
stuff.
To
they just
either.
Got a valuation of $500 million, so
Dance away.
Wow. I'm too real for that stuff, man. I need the real.
Oh, you don't enjoy the Harlem Globetrotters is what you're telling me?
Yeah. Oh, see, you got me there.
Yeah. I
Brody, what are you talking about? You love goofing off. That's all they do. They goof off with baseball.
Yeah, your statement really made no sense.
You care to revise your BS statement, sir? Yes,
you
I
just,
do.
You just stir the pot with yourself.
Yeah. I did just stir the pot with myself. No, I love the Harlem. I am due to see the Harlem Globetrotters. I haven't seen them probably here a decade or so.
I think you would enjoy the Savannah Bananas a lot.
Yeah, I probably would.
There was a time where they were like, oh, his bat's on fire, because his bat was literally on fire.
Oh, my God.
And then he blew it out.
That doesn't sound funny at all.
That's the kind of stuff they're doing.
Out here starting fire, stop, drop, and roll drill. Is that what they're having the fans do out there? That sounds like a lot of fun to me.
I saw the Globetrotters last year, and I saw them as a kid, and I saw them last year. Someone gave me tickets. Not worth it. It is
really worth it.
It is dipped in quality,
whoa,
for sure.
Wow.
I also bet on the Generals, and they lost.
They were due.
You did not bet on the Generals.
No, I'm kidding. I did not bet on the Generals.
Who said that? Where's that line from?
Krusty the Clown.
No, yeah. Krusty the Clown. I thought they were due. Was that the line?
It's so good. It's one of my favorites. I thought they were due. Yeah. And I think Matt Spiegel does the best in-house Krusty now, so he can be the one to do that.
It sounds just like Krusty the Clown. It is one of the best impressions out there. I know you have a lot of really good impressions, Grody, but Spiegel's Krusty the Clown.
Spiegel, you have to come in here. Spiegel and Holmes are out in the hallway like Charlie Brown
Pop
and
on
Linus
for a second, Matt.
Up on the wall right now.
Yeah. I thought the Generals were due. No way.
It's so good.
My impersonation sucked. That was so good. That was so good.
It's not that your impersonation sucked. It was just less good.
Yeah. Well, I've never tried to do a Krusty, so I'm sure mine's better, actually.
Go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
I'm joking. No, I typically, like, if somebody has a good impersonation of somebody and it's just like a 10, I don't even try. Because why bother? Right? I mean,
you've got a whole bag. You've got a whole arsenal.
I got my whole bag of impersonations. Most of them... I think it was Bernstein used to say limited impersonations, because oftentimes there were people that other people did not know, like people at the radio station and whatnot. So,
what's your strongest one?
Oh, I don't know.
You do a mean Harry Carey, like
anybody
real good.
Who says you could have a good time without drinking is crazy. That's right, Robbie Triano. The jukebox is not open today.
Are you sure?
It's not. It's
it
not.
It feels like it is. I feel like all we'd have to do is just. Unlock it.
Unlock me. Oh, God. I said the jukebox is not open.
That was a good job.
Feel like it's open. Yeah. Feel like it's
opening.
You
switched the sample. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Why?
You falsified your research. Falsified is a great word. Falsified.
See? There it is.
Get it out your system.
Dr. Kimball is not well. He is not well at all. Dr. Kimball. No, that's it. The jukebox, it's closed.
All of that.
You saw the damn game. I said the damn game. And. We got Merton, and we got DeRosa.
Your Lou might be the best.
Yeah, but the Pinellas,
it's pretty good.
Pretty spot
it's
on.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be your number one.
Yeah, it's top notch. Yeah, I did Lou a lot.
Tom Tunney,
a lot. I see you. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
Y'all just tempted fate
right
now.
Some garage action. I see you, Grody. How did they ever let you on that show in the first place? It sounds like Krusty's son.
Dave Miska? Oh,
there's a
request.
There's a request from 630 because you have a good... They said, Grody, you do a damn good butthead.
That's like, what the hell is going on? Oh, I was actually watching Beavis and Butthead the other day, and they do the older Beavis, who was having a heart attack.
Yeah, I'm not okay with older Beavis and Butthead.
It's really ugly, but
I don't
exactly
like how they've aged. Like, right. I don't like anything about it.
But he's dying he's dying of a heart attack, and of course Beavis is like,
he's dying.
He's dying, and
my God.
And Butthead goes, I'm gonna die. That's like, I'm gonna die. Oh yeah.
Were they okay? What happened?
They lived. He lived, as far as I know.
Okay, so we've got at least
the jukebox is closed.
At least for now. We got to do predictions next.
Predicciones.
And we have to check in on the one undefeated member of the Score staff who remains undefeated. Amazing.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due!
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth place of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and the Bears have released their injury report. There's a lot of people on this, but a lot of it is people actually practicing or at least, dealing with rest in some cases, so that's okay. The big ones are Josh Blackwell is out. TJ Edwards, out. Dominique Robinson, out. DeAndre Swift is listed as questionable, as is Durham Smythe with a calf. Now, DeAndre Swift, we know he has a groin injury, but on the did not practice list on Friday, he was listed as NIR, non-injury related personal. So the Bears did make that designation. Everybody else who was a full participant, Luther Burden, Kevin Byard, Grady Jarrett, Roschon Johnson, Cole Kmet, Kyle Manongai, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Amon Obamamiga, and Joe Tooney. So that's good. But that's a pretty big list. And unfortunately, some significant names when you consider who's out in Blackwell, Edwards, and Robinson. That stinks.
Yeah, the Edwards thing sucks. I'm really excited, though, that that Luther Burden is back in play. I'm really excited that Cole Kmet is back. I'm excited that DeAndre Swift is back because they all pair with the other player from those positions, and I am hungry to see what DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai can do together out there. I am always looking forward to seeing how they next use Luther Burden because it's been intermittent, but he's made some plays this year.
Can I ask, does that mean that Cole Kmet didn't have a concussion? Because wouldn't he have to be out the whole week if he had a concussion?
I think that it just depends on passing the concussion tests. So okay. I thought there was a minimum amount of time that you were out with the concussion.
No, I don't think there is. I think it is just a matter of passing the test.
It's a good question, though.
You can have a concussion and then be back
Yeah,
it's I don't know that I've ever seen anybody like that quickly. Come.
Right. No, that's a good point. Typically, you'll miss a game. Now, Cole Kmet was pretty pissed he had to miss a game because it was his first miss in what 50 games or whatever it was. So, but of course, they're going to do their due diligence. No, not all concussions are created equal.
No, that's absolutely true, as we've seen.
I think the good news on this injury report is nothing is jumping out as a surprise. You didn't see something pop up on a Friday that we've seen in previous weeks where something pops up on a Friday and you're like, oh.
Oh, like DeAndre Swift being out.
Which was fine. Get that man all the maintenance he needs because Kyle Manungai can
and Swifty is
tote that rock.
Questionable. I think I made the assumption that he'd play, but I think he will play.
Well, but also Ben Johnson kind of alluded to it last week. Like when he talked about how it was being managed, I was like, oh, that doesn't sound very good.
Well, Swift said he was going to play. Like in the scrum.
No, to you guys this week, yes.
Yeah.
But last week when Ben Johnson talked about it, I was like, ah.
Oh, you're talking about last week, yeah.
He's like, oh, we managed it off and on. It's been lingering. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like he's going to be playing.
Yeah, there was no gray area when somebody asked him, like, are you playing? He's like, yep.
So yes. Now we got to get to our actual predictions. Okay, just for the record, Sean Sears remains undefeated at 8-0, right?
Sears. That's correct. If you go to 670thescore.com, you can click on staff predictions and see all the predictions there. If we're starting off with Sean Sears since you brought him up, Layla.
Yeah.
He's calling for the Bears to win 34-24. He writes, the Bears' offense keeps rolling and the defense performs better against a Giants team that's missing a ton of weapons. The Bears take care of business at home. So that is your undefeated Sean Sears prediction. 670score.com. You can see them all.
Okay, so I too am going with what Sean Sears says, but my score is different. 28-24 Bears for me.
Okay, so we talked about out the top of the show, bear weather, run the ball, and then run the ball. And then when you're done running the ball, line up again and run the ball.
Agreed.
I've got the Bears doing big things in this game, just killing it on offense. Bears, 38. Giants, 30, because I don't trust the defense.
Running the ball takes time, though.
Yeah, I think the key to a Bears win is this simple. Have three drives of 8 minutes or more. You do that, the game will not be in doubt.
They should be able to run the ball. I think you're right. The Bears are going to win 27-24. The Giants are 31st in rushing. I am going under the assumption they will have Swift and Manungai running out there. Who knows what other creativity points Ben Johnson wants to throw about. Run the ball. You don't have to deal with Brian Burns or any of the talented defensive linemen in that way if you do that. So, I said it. So the Bears are going to win. They're going to win 27-24.
the butthead impression you snuck in there.
Doo-doo. Oh, yeah.
It's like doo-doo. We talked about Sean having the best record at 8-0. I have the worst record at 3-5 out of the entire staff. So I will read verbatim what I said on 670thescore.com. I'm so bad at these predictions, and my ego has taken a major beating. I'm questioning everything I know about myself.
As you should.
Do I even know ball?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
But what I do know is that the Bears will win Sunday.
Hang
points will
low.
Be scored, and bad defense will be played by all parties involved. Bears 35, Giants 34, bear down.
I mean, sometimes it's a close game.
In the NFL, two wrongs can't make a right, because it'll be entertaining for us. See Bears Bengals.
Now, can I bring up a point of contention here with these predictions?
Well, hold on. Ray's
got to go. Go.
I'll just go quickly here. 31-20 Bears. What's the point of contention, sir?
Every single person on this page I'm reading off of, the staff prediction, pick the Bears. Is that a notion for pause?
No, because you know what? We did a little Super Bowl special last year. I believe we called it a big game special.
Oh, yeah.
It was
the big game!
It was when all of us were on at, I want to say it was Benchmark at the time.
Mm.
And we all picked the Chiefs to beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. And it got close. Went to overtime. And guess what? Chiefs won. So, I don't know.
I don't
believe
that
in all
any...
that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just a little concerned that we are all a little
What was
confident.
Your score again, Layla?
28-24.
Oh, and you were 28-20, and I was
37-30.
I don't know why. I should have mixed in a field goal in that prediction.
Let's be honest. I mean,
should have been like 27-24.
There's no reason the Bears shouldn't win this game. Now, things happen. We all know that. But to pick against the Bears would have been illogical unless you think you know something that other people don't know.
Also, how lame was the game last night being
10-7?
that game. But can I?
But the Broncos defense. Yeah, the Broncos defense is incredible.
I will say that the. You know what, Robbie, go ahead and play this. There was a promo in yesterday's game for the Black Friday game that we're just going to have to squeeze in, and we could get into it next week more so, but go ahead, Robbie, play it.
As NFC heavyweights collide.
Whoa!
Touchdown! Come on, baby!
The Bears.
Are you kidding me with this catch?
The Eagles.
Thinking to grab it into the end zone.
Friday, November 28th is Black Friday football.
NFC heavyweights, the Bears.
As NFC heavyweights collide.
Are they putting those two teams in the same tier?
Yes, Marshall. That's what you heard.
I kind of
that's
like the
Amazon broadcast.
Wow. I love the badassery, too, of using the stones on painted black. That sounds sick.
NFC heavyweights?
Amazing. Well,
heavyweights.
I mean, they're both heavies in terms of relative to the whole league because big behemoth markets, but yeah, they're not a hit.
Only one game separates them in the standings.
Question for you, Layla.
Oh.
Instant
question for Layla Rahimi. Layla, if the Bears win this game, as we all assume they're going to do, and they're 6-3, can we start to call the Bears a heavyweight in the NFC? Do you think that is 6-3 heavyweight worthy?
No, they've spent so much time being a lightweight that I will not rule on heaviness until December.
Medium weight, maybe? Like, what do you call that? Welter?
Sounds like something we're going to hear on Five on it on Monday, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. Weigh the Bears.
Weigh the Bears.
They're meaty.
Weigh these Bears.
Yo, 6-7.
You know what? All of this is.
No, Mark, that's not it.
Also, did every set of parents go as 6-7 for Halloween?
Too many of them
did. Because every single Instagram post I saw, and I know that we're 6-70 to score, but I'm going to let the kids have that one because the kids deserve their own stuff.
They don't want us to have it.
The kids can have their own stuff. I'm A-okay with that. I have assets and a 401k.
As Eddie Vedder once said,
the kids may not even have a healthy earth. I'll take that.
Once it gets to the olds, it's over. It's expired.
When Pearl Jam was young,
when
Eddie Vedder was young, he's saying, "This is not for you." And he was talking to the baby boomers back when they were young. And now they're old. So
and they have the most assets of us all. So they're laughing all the way to the bank.
And they're not sharing. That. Yeah.
Yep.
Get your own.
That's how that works.
670.
Baby boomers can be annoyed by my existence, and I'll be like, "That's cool." Laugh on your pile of money and your real estate, jerks, and your health insurance. Yup.
That's it.
All right, Spiegel and Holmes are next. Hey!
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.